Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, known as some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
That's what it's all about. We want to make it do what it do. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show with no filters. We look forward to coming to you on every other Tuesday, sharing some things with you. Hopefully, it's something you can gather from what we're talking or gain from what we're sharing with you so it can make you a better individual in your relationship. We're all about healthy relationships. We're all about love. We're all about making sure you are successful when you're with your mate, whether it's your spouse, your significant other, or your life partner. That's what it's all about. We want you to be a part of this show by calling in and chatting with myself as well as those individuals that joined us from time to time as co-hosts. We're looking forward to it. You can call in at 347-857-4192. I'm going to repeat that again, 347-857-4192. We want you to press 1, and we'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then we'll distinctly ask you for your location. Then truly, truly offer you come in. It's going to be awesome tonight. We're going to just share some things with you about relationships. Why can't I stay, or why can't I let go? See, I can't say I got to let you go. So I want you to think about that. Why can't you let him go? Why can't you let her go? What is she doing to make you so intrigued with her that you refuse or him to let him go? Sometimes we have to give them the gift of goodbye. So we also want you to make sure you check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. So glad to have an opportunity to start the year off in 2021 with our radio station being able to broadcast through Blog Talk Radio. So we just excited about having the opportunity. Now, if you want to check us out on Facebook, you can. That's facebook.com/DRLDRSmith. And on Instagram, we're so glad to be part of the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. Out of truly, look at it, Greenville, Alabama. We want to thank those brothers for taking time and want to be sponsors in what we're doing. And also, we want to thank you for taking time to be a part of this as well. We're excited to have you. So what we're going to be talking about tonight is just talking about relationships, and we're just really, really glad. Now, not only on Instagram that you can check us out on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenwood number 10, you can check us out at Smithway Production, at Dr. Lowe's Show with the number 1. Then if you want to roll over to Twitter, you can want to tweet us, you have that same opportunity at the Smithway Production. You also have an opportunity to go with at Dr. Lowe's Show with the number 1. So we're so glad. Now, truly, if you just want to just get this in-depth and say, I want to communicate, I want to be a father, you can go to Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith with the 1-5, Lorenzo D. Smith with the 1-5, then also WBSW_internet_radio. Our shows are aired on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We also, from time to time, use our YouTube television station, which is the Smithway Production. WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 18 countries. And we're so glad to be able to expand our boundaries. That's including the United States and north of the border, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. So we're just glad to be able to do that. We're happy to say this is our 408th show. Episode, we want to say, dealing with the Smithway Production and now WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We want to truly give a shout out to Fleming_Joanne. Thank you so much, Fleming_Joanne, for joining us. We want to give you away. Trading_investor_invest_me. We want you to make sure we give you a shout out as well. I may be looking at the end as investment. Let's make sure we say that. Thank you. Hello to you as well. Trading_investing_investment. We're going to give you a wave as well. Give a shout out to my frat brother and the newly elected international director of Bigger Better Business, a five-year super fraternity. I call him my good friend. He was president of the chapter when I was down in Miami, that's Real Sigma chapter. My brother. They call him, many people know him as Babyhead. Tears Babyhead Gibson. Congratulations to you, my brother. As I told you at the Congress, anything I can do, let me know. We want you to continue to grind and do what you're doing. You're making a difference in Phi Beta Sigma, and you're making a difference in the community, particularly by the garden down in South Florida, and also you're making a difference all over this country because of the seven reasons of Phi Beta Sigma, as well as having an opportunity to be international. My brother, make this thing happen, man. I do will, and I'm here for you. We will give a shout out to Kelly Moots. Kelly out of the state of Georgia, good friends of the family. Thank you, Kelly, so much for being a part of us as we get started on our topic tonight, relationship. Why can't I let go? See, that's something we got to really, really consider. Why can't we let go? We need relationships, and we can't let go. Everybody thinks because you're in a toxic relationship, you can't let go. But you can be in a healthy relationship and still can't let go. Because it may be time to move on. As it said in one of the artists who sing about move on, you have to be able to move on. You have to let go. You have to give them a gift of goodbye. So we want to talk about the gift of goodbye. We have several people join us from time to time. They're not on the line yet. We look to have them. We have Pastor Eddie Pratt out of Dallas, Texas. He joins us from time to time. Tina Robinson, who put the boots on the ground in Oakland, California, joined us. And Sarita Duncan. We're going to give her a shout-out because she had a birthday. Happy 39. She's been on this earth 39 years, so we want to give you a shout-out, Sarita. And when you get an opportunity to get back, we're looking forward to having you back. And I know she's grinding, doing some things. She's an author. She's a life coach. And she also owns a semi-professional basketball team and lead operates out of the River Regions in Montgomery, Alabama. So keep doing what you're doing, Samantha. Keep grinding. Keep the grind on. Let's look at relationships and why can I let go? Someone asked me, why can't you let go? Well, truly, truly, if I take myself personally and I ask and try to answer that question, I'll say why I can't let go. Because sometimes we feel like we invested so much in it and we refuse to let go. We think that if we just hold on, they're going to change. And sometimes they won't change. Excuse me. We have to realize that they won't change. So we have to make your mind up that since I lived an awesome time with you, I learned so much from you. But it's time for me to let you go. So the three L's in your life should be live, learn, and let go. And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're going to talk about things related to why I can't let go or why can't I let go. See, you taught me, somebody said, well, why you say that? I want to get your attention. I want you to think about it for a second. Why can't I let go? Why can't you let go? Ask yourself that. Truly, truly, my true, true blue zone Jonah as well. My sorority sister out of the state of Detroit. I'm sorry, the state of Michigan, and that's Detroit in that area over there. That's the Phoenix that's rising all the time. Mark Lee Turner, thank you for joining us so much. And she's doing some awesome things. She was on the show. She shared her project with a book and things. She's doing some other things. I've been keeping up with her, and I thank you so much, my creator, for doing that. And also, our prayers is for your son. He's over at college praying for participating in football at Maryland State University. We're going to say congratulations to you, young man, for accomplishing the task of finishing high school, and now you're living a dream, being able to play at the college level, at the historical black college level. And we're so glad to see you there, because that's what our Wednesday night show is all about, the voice of the historical black colleges in the universe. We will make that decision to go there and have an opportunity to grow and mature. We want to give you a shout out. Thank you so much for your son doing some awesome things, just making a decision to go to historical black colleges. And you never know, he may be able to put some new advice in his life. I'll pray for that. And that's what it's all about. Let's talk about, why do I have a hard time letting go of a relationship? Ask yourself that. Why do you have a hard time? What is going on with you? Why you can't let go? Are you so invested in that you're not able to let go? I'm asking you to think about that for a second. And after you think about it, I want you to call in and share your thoughts. And the call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I identify with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask you for your location, and then just truly give you a shout-out. Maybe you can explain and share, why do I have a hard time meeting for a relationship? Just think about your life. One of the things that I truly do, I try to assess myself every day. I try to assess where I'm going, even in my personal life, to the point when I'm dealing with a relationship. I want to assess what I can do to do better, to be a better person in that relationship. But I also assess myself as come to the point and say I have to make that decision that I have to give that gift of goodbye. There's nothing wrong with giving a gift of goodbye. It may seem to be a mean-spirited thing, but you know, you have to do it for your own self. See, love is the essence of the soul. When you're in a relationship, there's going to be some love that you're in this year. You have to give to that person. But when that love is no longer to the point that keeps you together, you have to make that decision to let go. You have to walk away. It may be troubling for you, but what you have to really keep in mind, as our live by spring and our north cortex of our brains, we have a challenge to be able to communicate. When we are so caught up in our feelings and our emotional parts, those two areas of the brain have difficulties being able to communicate in a fashion to help you understand that it is not working. It is time to go. You can't be afraid to say it's time for me to move on for my own personal well-being. See, we have to understand our well-being is something we have to protect. Our well-being is something we have to take care of, because nobody else can do that. No, whether it's your mate in the form of your spouse, in the form of your life partner, in the form of your significant other. They cannot take care of that part of you. You can only take care of that part of you. We want to give a shout out to my sister, Zeta Fabita Sorority. We have some Renee. Thank you, C. Renee and Anton. Thank you so much. That's C. Renee. Remember, Zeta Fabita Sorority. We want to shout out also to Marquita. I said that she was our sorority and talked about a little blue and white in our life. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for joining us. All of you taking time to join. Let's truly go back to how our brains work. Our brains, when we get attached to somebody, it's hard to let them go because we get to invest in them. And when you invest in whatever it is, whether it's financially, whether it's spiritually, whether it's mentally, whether emotionally or whether it's physical, it's hard to let go of that because it becomes a training ground for you. Your brain trained to accept what is going on. And when it's time to really realize that it's not working anymore, the brain just don't react like your feelings may react. The brain takes a minute to recalibrate. You ever heard that before? If you're driving and have in your car, you have what they call a GPS. You put in a destination, and then if you get off the beacon pass from that destination, how it's presented in the GPS, it said, "Let me recalculate. We recalibrate. Let me change back and go back so I can get you back on the right track." See, that's what you have to do in a relationship. We talk about how the brain works, because when you get to the point that you're having difficulty being able to communicate with people because you're so discombobulated, because you truly allow that emotional part to be the lead part of it. You say we have to realize the emotions sometimes drive the car. But I want you to remember, you have to sometimes allow reality to step in. The reality is saying that I don't think I'm going to be successful here. He has hurt me. She has hurt me. She has humiliated me. He has humiliated me. He's abusing me. And see, the thing about it, what is for me to gain to allow you to tear up my soul? So I have to step away from what I'm dealing with. So you ask the question when we talk about why do I have a hard time letting go of a relationship? Because when you start to invest in that relationship, we take the opportunity truly to be the best we can be. So I always try to remind people that when you invest in that situation, you truly will invest a whole lot in. So we have to always remember that. So we have normally invested a lot into relationships. We're doing that. And it might not be the to do. I'm just trying to make sure what I'm talking about being broadcast on a radio station. I'm sitting up and looking at my board, trying to make sure they hear what I'm saying. It's too many times when we begin to invest our feelings that comes from our internal self. We have a tendency truly to forget, come on now, to truly forget that everything else comes along with us. See, we spend time just giving all of ourselves to someone, and they are not reciprocating it back to you. So you have to realize we have to let go. We got to move on. Truly have to move on. See, it's truly what we need to do. So you know, we try very hard to be successful. So, what's going on? Help me understand that. It's amazing. I'm having a conversation, and I was telling that person, you know, this, some of these things I'm experiencing for the first time, because I'm able to hear from that person. I hear from that person that want to share some things with you. See, listening to what you are doing, don't take it as a criticism. In a relationship that is hard to let go, sometimes people criticize you and ask you, truly, are you willing to stay? And we're willing to stay because we're accepting what they say, or we think is the truth. And truly, sometimes is from their narrative. A shout out to Ms. Bush, EDS, for joining us. Another member was Beta, by Beta, so Lord, it incorporated. Thank you so much, Ms. Bush, for taking time to join us. Let's move to why it's so hard to let go. It is so hard to let go. We're talking about why it's a hard time to let go. We're talking about first because of all the investment. Now we're going to look at why it's so hard to let go. See, a lot of people don't want to be alone. So when they're in a relationship, whether that relationship is toxic, whether that relationship is just simply a relationship, whether that relationship is a healthy relationship, one of that relationship is a loving relationship. When you get to a point, things happen, people may reveal who they are. We don't want to let go because we think that we should give them what we call the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes when things happen in a relationship, you shouldn't, truly, I'm telling you, think about giving the benefit of the doubt. You have to know what you can stand. You have to know what you want to deal with. A lot of times we figure that we're just so wholesome that we can deal with everything. Every time in life, some things we can't deal with. Some things we just can't be able to focus on enough to be successful. So when we're talking about why it's so hard to let go of a relationship, truly, truly, you have to look at why you made a commitment to be in a relationship. See, a lot of times people think about how they have invested. See, a lot of people truly understand that when they're in a relationship, it is risk-taking. And sometimes the results can change you. That's scary. That's why it's so hard to be doing of that relationship. You try to adjust to the situation. And every time we get caught up in talking about how hard it is to let go, we always focus on it is easy to release a toxic relationship because they are not. It's not. It's easy to walk away from that relationship that seems to be on the surface an awesome relationship, but deep under the surface it is not. So it challenges you to truly believe in your heart that did this relationship change me? Please don't get me wrong. Relationships, once you invest in them, it's okay for you to change them. And maybe what you were doing wasn't the right thing. But now, you're in a relationship that changes you. Now, if it becomes where you no longer care, it changes. You must let go.
You must release.
You must relax. And then you must let go. You never can be afraid to say goodbye. Sometimes we outgrow each other. A lot of people don't want to accept that in a relationship you outgrow that person. It don't have to be the whirlwind type thing. It can be simply some kid going to school person that has a scary situation because they see you growing. So they don't want to let go. But you have to have the strength over you. You say, I can't do it. I have to let go. Allow yourself to hear peace. Bring down the Lord and Savior. And let him guide you. Yes, some things you have to address when you're struggling with letting go. Now, we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. We create a time at 347-857-492. Press 1. I'll make sure you get you on the line. Identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. If you feel comfortable with your name, you can jump in with your chat with Dr. Lowe. and you can share your thoughts. And I'm really excited about having you on the line and talk. I know we're kind of working out some kinks in the technology, but we're going to keep rolling. We're going to meet our deadline and do what we need to do without having another pause. We want to take this opportunity also to give a shout out to our many sponsors. We want to give a shout out to McKinley and Associates out of the state of Georgia. A shout out to the Wheels, Family Products, and many other products. Contact more Dr. Smith and the number is 404-862-3800. King's Transportation. You know, a shout out. Linda King Service. He was the leading transportation service in West Alabama. He travels to Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, Louisiana. And his mother, you know, things transported, whether it's cargo or whether it's individuals. Give him a call at 205-454-8157. 205-454-8157. Also, if you want to give a shout out, I want to give a shout out to Leon Davis and Troy Musa. You can. The number is 334-372-1426. If you're looking for a car, just stop in. If you're traveling down 231, traveling going to Panama City, or you're going to anywhere in Florida, North Florida, and South Florida, and coming from the Midwest, you're traveling through 190 and to 231, and you can travel through Troy, and you can stop in and hear a word with you. Let him know I told you to stop in and just give him WBSW, Internet Talk Radio with Dr. Lone, and he'll be able to help you. We also want to give a shout out to BC, BC Williams Law, PLLC Attorney Renata Williams out of Houston, Texas. She can work with you even with your situations in Alabama. She's able to do it in Missouri. She's in down in Texas, she's spreading her wings. You met a young lady, and normally contact her if you have some civil or even criminal situations that you need her help on. 281-978-2120. Check out those sponsors. And I definitely want to give a shout out to 5 Real Estate Group Attorney Incorporated. Zeta Phi Sigma, chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. They are co-sponsors of many of our things we're doing with WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. They're partners on Instagram. We work with the community there. Instagram page to broadcast. Thank you, brothers. Thank you for this. Investing in WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Thank you so much. Let's look at how to let go of someone. Because sometimes that's what's best.
Come on now.
How to let go of someone. Because sometimes that's what's best. It helps you on your spiritual aspect, helps you with your mental aspect, your emotional, your physical, and financial. All your abilities can change when you release somebody. Now I was telling them, speaking into existence is almost like on a job when they tell you you're fired. You're known not to come back. Tell them they're dismissed. And now you can really enjoy life. See, when you're talking about letting someone go because that's what's best, the idea of how to let go of that individual should mean the whole lot. But you need to recognize how to let go. If you have spent any amount of time with this individual, You truly, truly know how they're going to respond or react to this of you letting go. You have to work on getting clarity and communicating with them. But sometimes you just need to walk away. You need to move as quick as you can. You have to give them a gift of goodbye. Because sometimes, because they feel like they invested in you, they still want to be able to continue the relationship. So you have to go out and let go. But you must let go. Shout out to Wilson underscore graphics. It's Jonas. That's Wilson underscore graphics underscore. Thank you so much for joining us. You are also let them remember to cut off contact. See, a lot of times people want to still contact you when you no longer are in a relationship or communicating with one another. They're doing that to kind of hang on when you cut that contact off. You have to really, really decide when you get ready to let go whether that relationship is working. So you have to assess those positive and negative things, pros and cons, to truly, truly determine whether you want to be in that relationship. You have to remember that. Do you really want to be in it? Is it worth your time? If it's causing you high blood pressure, it's causing you stress, it's causing you anxiety. You need to make a serious decision, not based on emotion, but based on reality. And the reality is, I have to let go. It's not worth it. My peace and joy and happiness is worth more than trying to please that other person. You also have to accept you're only in control of your own actions. See, a lot of people always say try to control you. See, when they get angry, they know fear controls people. They begin to put their hands on you because they know that's their sense of control. But that's not control. It's cowardly action. Put your hands on yourself. Don't put your hands on yourself. Truly, truly, that don't show that you're a man or a woman. Because you put your hands on somebody, you ain't even telling them. Now you're back to the mentality of we're going to keep you in bondage by putting my hands on you like you used to do 200 years ago. 300 years ago. And lower than that. You got to realize you are only in control of your action. Think about that relationship that you were in. Think about truly, truly that you can only control what you can put your hands on. And the other one will have to do the same. Lean on friends and family. Once you realize you need to let someone, you have to lean on friends and family. Some people say, well, I don't agree with you because I don't want to get my folks involved with it. But sometimes when those people have reached that point of they really don't want to let you go, but when someone steps up and interfere with their thinking, have a tendency to have them think about it. Sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. Trust the process. I know a lot of y'all have heard that. Trust the process. And you ask yourself, what are you talking about? Trust the process. The process of I live, I learn, and your life, experience all those things. And if they're toxic, they're not where you can, where you can't control anybody's action anyway, but where you are lost control and not understanding your word, you have to step out and move on. Process God's word. And you say, well, it's a process. And a process is being able to recognize there is a problem. And making a great effort to a plan to address the problem. And then lastly, getting away from the problem. That's when I see the process. You may see it different. Prioritize self-care.
We always talk about the characteristics of a healthy relationship. The first thing we bring up is self-love. You must prioritize yourself. Once you do that, it becomes a little bit easier to let go. I want to be safe. I want to be out of this situation. I don't want to be stressed. You know, I just truly don't want to be hurt. So I'm talking about my inner self being damaged. And it's for me to take control of that so that don't happen. Truly prioritize yourself as number one priority. So self-care is real important. Reframe your definition of forgiveness. We had a show on that recently talking about forgiveness. You have to reframe what, you know, it's all right to be able to forgive. But forgiving don't mean that you have to continue on with that relationship. You can forgive and move on. So always keep that in mind. If you want to, it's all right. We need to forgive. We should be able to forgive people because sometimes their actions at that time is not truly indicative of who they are. But you also have another part to that, forgive and forget. If you're not able to forget, then you can forgive them, but you're not able to forget what has happened to you. That leads you to making that decision that I can't do this anymore. I can't let you humiliate me anymore. I can't let you hurt me anymore. I can't let you abuse me anymore. Because one, the framers of providing the hurt, humiliation, and the true abuse, they always gonna be saying, got something to say about why they did it. And if they did it, they gonna have something cute to say, because I love you. I always go back to being as a young child, and a lot of parents, all of you may have heard this, and maybe not. It's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. I'm telling you, no. You know, parents will tell you, it's going to hurt when they're being able to discipline you with love. It's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. And I'm saying no. So we have to remember that when we reframe our definition of forgiveness, we got to understand I can forgive you, but I have to step away. Because I may not forget it, and that might put me in a situation I don't need to be in. So always keep it in mind. Call the number so you can be a part of it. Still looking at my board, and it's not flashing up like it need to, but we're going to move on. We're going to make this thing happen, because that's what it's all about. That's MIDWID, make it do what it do. On behalf of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. If you're running into a problem on the board, you can comment on Facebook. You can comment on Instagram. Truly, I ask you to do that. I see my brothers on here coming. I want to thank you, Brother Terrence, newly elected international director of Bigger and Better Business, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, out of that great chapter of Rho Sigma, hashtag rolling with the Rho. That's what I want to say. My brother, keep doing what you're doing. My sister, that is an awesome author. Going by the name of Phoenix. She's Marquita Turner out of the state of Michigan. Been on this show. Truly, I'm in on Zeta 5 Incorporated. Incorporated, thank you as well for being so supportive. And the many others that I shouted out earlier, shout you out again. Thank you all so much. But give us a call or a comment on Facebook or Instagram in the comment. If you have a question, type in your question, and I'll make the greatest effort to respond to you. Let's look at, again, why it's so hard to let go of someone you love. See, you may have a relationship and not love that person. Recently, I had a conversation about loving somebody and being in love with them. See, that's why our Thursday night show at 6 o'clock. And hopefully, we'll be able to get the show here. And we'll have our 1 o'clock show. And then Thursday night, our goal is to have our love campaign. Truly, you're asking me to be a part of. Why is it so hard? When we said let go of a relationship, or just simply let go of somebody you truly care about, let's do this. Why is it so hard to let go of someone you love? First of all, if you're not understanding and have a clarity of what love is, we take our acronyms from the Love Campaign. This might not be how you see it, but this is how we see it on the Love Campaign on Thursday night at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. The L is for listening. See, love is all about communication and listening. So keep in mind when you're dealing with somebody, they're not able to listen to what you're doing. That creates frustration in you. Always say love is about listening first and talking second. So if I say, I can't let you go because you were doing some of those things in regards to your listening, that's something will keep me still intrigued about who you are and who you are. The only way to love is overcoming challenges, overlooking faults. Sometimes it makes it hard for you to let go of someone you love because they're the one that's able to put those of you in the situation where you're able to overcome challenges, no matter the faults of each other. Valuable. See, the relationship is valuable. Someone love them enough that you know they're valuable to you. And now you work on mutual values. They're not exhausting. They're not wearing you out. Because you're valuable to them. And the E is excitement. They make you smile. They make you laugh. Encouragement. And support. And lifting you. And they're for you. All of that allows you to be empowered. So that's love. So we're talking about why is it so hard to let go of someone you love? Because if those things you're encountering, it takes about a child. A shout out to my frat brother, Epsilon Delta Sigma. Again, Epsilon Delta Sigma. Tom Ty right here. A 5 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated and Epsilon Delta Sigma. Thank you, my brothers, for joining us. Let's look at some things. We know in love it can become so emotionally exhausting that you're working all the time to make it right. See,
when you love someone and things go awry, you have to start looking at why it's so hard, because the reality of this thing, the realness of this thing is that you have history. See, when you have history with someone, believe it or not, the number one reason that it's so hard to let go for someone you love is based on a evolutionary theory that we evolved from where we was in the beginning of the relationship to where we are now. We had put the time in and we had worked on it. So it's hard to let go based on history. It's hard to let go because of chemistry. When you meet someone and you're connecting from an internal aspect, see, it's easy to connect externally. It's easy because I see the physical being, and in my eyes, I see something that is beautiful. But when I find out what's internally in you, chemistry begins to come together. We start throwing in the different chemical products in there that we're talking about. It leads us to believing truly in our mind. When our mind sees something positive that comes from the inner self, that allows us to fall in love. So when you fall in love, our brain chemistry actually changes. See, falling in love rises a dopamine. And for those individuals, when you are happy, dopamine is when you happy. You are equal and feeling workable. You truly get anxious about that relationship and that person. You're not agitated. You're just anxious to know what's going on with my body. So that leads us to eventually becoming restless. I need to talk with her. I need to talk to him. I'm excited. I'm obsessed with just knowing who that person truly is. Truly know who they are. I want to know who they are. See, we got to understand that's really when we are. We're excited inside, that chemistry inside of us is really, really causing us to see something. We go jittery. We get excited. It's wonderful to be in love. It's wonderful to fall in love. That's why it's so hard to let go. The next thing we truly have to deal with is internal conflict. See, our brains have three parts to it. We have the brain stem, which is responsible for bodily functions. See, when you get excited, that'll cause you to be able to smile, cause you to be able to touch, and when you touch, you feel a different feeling inside of you. Then you have the limbic brain, which focus truly on emotion and attachment. Then you have the neocortex, which regards in essence regulates, not regard, but regulates execution function when you're actually able to hug. You're executing a function. You're able to touch. See, that internal part of us, that's why we said love and in our relationship comes from the internal, the inner self.
because of our heart and our soul. So it's hard to let go because you had conflict within your inner self. The next thing is looking at your self-esteem. That's a made it self-esteem. See, when we truly look at things personally, no matter what they are, the feelings I have for you is not enough. So I'm missing something. And I truly need it to see it and feel it from you. See, it becomes a personal, a personality trait that sometimes makes us uncomfortable. Because we're caught up in low self-esteem. We all go through it. We all go to a point where we may be depressed. We broke up with the person I love and really was in love, and we become depressed. And our self-esteem needs to be healed. See, it's good when you have traumatic experience, you're able to take time to heal. Time is the only thing that's going to heal that. There's no medication, there's no alcohol, there's no food can heal our bodies in traumatic situations. And when we truly love someone, we have to realize we're putting ourselves into it, and we're excited, and when that sort of like something happens, we lose that excitement, then we sometimes feel bad, truly feel bad. The last one is in a relationship that lacks answers because your communication level is suffering. This is the time when you, a lot of times you feel rejected or confused. Nobody has an idea how it's happening or when it's going to happen, but if it happens, when you don't get the answers from those individuals, you know you love them, but you got to let them go. Truly have to let go. So let's keep in mind those things that will allow you to deal with our emotional part so we won't get exhausted. It'll deal with our self-esteem, our self-love, our internal part, all of those things. Because I love you, I can't let go. I need to let you go, but I can't let go. Why I can't let go? In other words, why can't I let you go? Truly, truly, it's something we can focus on. Now, one of the things that we have to focus on, we're going to talk about in the next 2 minutes, how to let go of things from the past. Because I know everybody on here has something we need to let go from the past. We still hold it on. We still think it's going to come back around. It just may, but it's going to catch you when it comes back around in a different form. Oh, I have awesome moment. I want to give a shout out to this young lady. This is Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, behind the Mass Ministry. Thank you, Denise, for joining us tonight. And Denise had a birthday a bit recent, but it just like last week, it's been a minute. And she was celebrating life, celebrating the opportunity to truly, in some cases, let things go.
to move into a new phase. And we all are going to have a day coming soon that we call our more day of birthday. We need the old things. That's what we make it for. We think it's hard, but it's not hard. You can let go. It may take a challenge. Let's talk about a couple of things in the past you need to let go and how you can work toward it. Let it go. Create a positive mantra to cover your painful thoughts. Do your own work. See, if you put the work in, is what you need out of it. Practice mindfulness. Be mindful of what you're doing. Be mindful of the people you bring into your life. You have to be mindful. Everybody don't deserve your love. And everybody don't deserve to be in your life. You have to realize that. Always be gentle with yourself. And tell yourself. I don't see how hard that can be. Take care of yourself. Whatever it was beautiful, but now we're moving on. So make sure you take care of yourself. Well, you know, it's sometimes it becomes depression. You want to lay up in the bed and want to rest for a while and you want to do some things. But make sure you take care of yourself. Allow the negative emotions to flow. There's nothing wrong with that. Get this out of your system so you can move on. Accept that other people may not apologize for their actions. Some people don't want to accept, I'll be all right. I can let him go as soon as he can apologize. Or she may not, he or she may not never apologize. So you're going to hold on to what he's going to do and apologize? Come on now. Let's truly think about that. Engage in self-care. We talked about self-motivation, self-love, self-esteem, just self-care, just caring for yourself. That's how you put the past behind you. See, now you can move toward happiness. We got about 1 minute. See, these are things that when you let go of those situations, you'll have a happy life now. So 10 things, I'm going to do about 7 of those things in regards to let go of the right now for happiness, a happy life. Let go of those things right now so you can have a happy life. First of all, let go of your grudges. You got to let them go, brother. So let go of your comparison. Some of us do that. We compare. We compare a relationship. Some compare, I want my relationship like that relationship. Let go of ideals. You no longer hold. Let go of the ideal that you don't fit in. Come on now. That's something we got to let go. When we got to move on, we move to our happy life, we got to let go of those ideals of that being that perfect relationship, of being that perfect marriage, so you can fit where you're supposed to be. You got to let go so you can be where you're supposed to be, because that ain't where you're supposed to be. Let go of thinking you don't deserve happiness. We got people that think they don't deserve happiness. You truly deserve happiness. You deserve to be happy. Let go of toxic people. You heard that before. Don't hold on to them. I can't get anybody else. You know, this is the only person that I've been with. I've been with them since I was a teenager. And now I'm 40 years old. I can't let go. Yes, you can. You want to be happy and have a happy life? Let go. And last but not least, let go of needing others to like yourself and understand you. Let me say that again and we'll get ready to wrap it up. Let go of needing others to like, accept, and understand you. You must like yourself, accept, yourself who you are and understand from a little one life. It's been awesome sharing thoughts with you tonight. I want to give a shout out to the individuals joining us on both Instagram, Facebook. Thank you so much. A shout out to PBS _ Epsilon Delta Sigma of Phi Beta Sigma, which are incorporated through Phi, my brother Goma. Renee Anton, thank you so much. A member of Zeta Phi Beta Sigma Incorporated. Wilson _ Grafton _. Miss Bush ABS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sigma Incorporated. Also a shout out to Trading _Investor Investment. Check her out. Go to Trading _Investors_Investment. See how she can help you possibly understand trading, understand investment. Lynn _Joanne has joined us as well. Then we have SS _Always. Thank you. That's SS _Always. Thank you so much. Minister Denise Destiny out of Brooklyn, California, behind the mask ministry. Coming in and remove the mask so you can be happy. Someone said remove the mask so we can let go. That mask is holding you down. The mask is not going to allow you to meet what you need to meet. A shout out truly, truly to still rolling. Let me get all Kelly Lewis. Thank you, Kelly, for joining us tonight. Terrence Baby Gibson, newly elected international director of BFF Events and the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. My president down at Rose Sigma Chapter out of Miami, Florida. Hashtag Lord with the Rose. That's what it's all about. Marquita Turner. She's the phoenix. She's rising. Indigenous. Not giving up. Rise up. My sister, live up. Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Sara. Thank you for taking time. Each and every one of you all for being a part of the show. It's been awesome. But check us out on Thursday. At 1:00, Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. And Thursday at 6:00, the Love Cafe. The host is Dr. Lowe's and A. Smith. That's me. Enjoy the moment. Thank you for the support. Truly, truly, the hashtag responsible. That's really, really putting it in the front. Being responsible, being Delta variants, COVID-19. We have to make sure we're not out of the woods yet. So let's practice being healthy instead of careless. Hashtag community understand the fourth number four demands for love. When you communicate with love, there'll be understanding.
Hashtag keep on grinding. Don't give up. And grind it on.
It's all about grind in. See, you got to grind in. I mean, you all in to make it happen. Hashtag truly, truly, make it do what it do. M-I-D-W-I-D. Hashtag mindset. Truly, I love you for taking time to be a part of this. And we want you to do the same day on Thursday at 1:00, Dr. Lowe's show, which is real. The show that focuses on the neighborhood, by block, by block. We're going to look at the issues. We're going to come back and talk some more about our young people surviving, our young people being impactful. It's impact time for our young people to make a difference. So when they do become adults, they need to be impactful when they know how as a child. Love Cafe is the love talk show that soothes appetite. And this is truly, truly for you. at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, truly, I love you. Truly from my heart that I love you. So tell your family members the same thing. But I'm telling you that. I'm telling you, tell them you love them. Give them a hug. We're virtual. And we're face to face. And as we close out, I truly want to go to the living from my heart. I love you. It ain't a thing you do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening. We're going to just make it do what it do. Because God has blessed us to have 482 episodes being back in 2017. We'll see you on Thursday and what will come.
That's what it's all about. We're going to make it do what it do. I have Dr. LaRosa. We host it.